Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 30. Further features of ecstatic love for Krishna. Confusion. There is the following statement in the Hamsa Dutta. One day, when Srimati Radharani was feeling much affliction because of separation from Krishna, Sri Radha went to the bank of the Yamuna with some of her friends. There, Radharani saw a cottage wherein she and Krishna had experienced many loving pleasures. And by remembering those incidents, Radha immediately became overcome with dizziness, and this dizziness was very prominently visible. This is an instance of confusion caused by separation. Similarly, there is a statement describing confusion caused by fearfulness. These symptoms were exhibited by Arjuna when he saw Krishna's universal form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna's confusion was so strong that his bow and arrows fell from his hand, and Arjuna could not perceive anything clearly. Death. Once, the Bakasura demon assumed the shape of a very big duck and opened his mouth in order to swallow Krishna and all the cowherder boys. When Krishna was entering into the demon's mouth, Balaram and the other cowherder boys almost fainted, and they appeared as though they had no life. Even if devotees are illusioned by some ghastly scene or by any accidental occurrence, still they never forget Krishna. Even in the greatest danger, they can remember Krishna. This is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Even at the time of death, when all the functions of the body become dislocated, the devotee can remember Krishna in his or her innermost consciousness, and this saves one from falling down into material existence. In this way, Krishna consciousness immediately takes one from the material platform to the spiritual world. And in this connection, there is a statement about persons who die at Mathura. These persons had a slight breathing exhilaration. Their eyes were wide open. The colors of their eyes were changed, and they began to utter the holy name of Krishna. In this condition, they gave up their material bodies. These symptoms are prior manifestations of death. Laziness. When, because of self-satisfaction or dislike of excessive labor, a person does not perform his or her duty, in spite of having energy, one is called lazy. This laziness also is manifested in ecstatic love of Krishna. As for example, when some brahmanas were requested by Nanda Maharaj to circumambulate Govardhan Hill, they told Nanda that they were more interested in offering benedictions than in circumambulating Govardhan Hill. This is an instance of laziness caused by self-satisfaction. Once, when Krishna, along with his cowherder boyfriends, was having a mock battle, Subala showed the symptoms of fatigue. Krishna then immediately told his other friends, "Oh, Subala is feeling too fatigued from mock fighting with me. So please, do not disturb Subala anymore by inviting him to fight." This is an instance of laziness caused by dislike of excessive labor. Inertness. In the 10th canto, 21st chapter, verse 13 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gavascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu Gita Piyusham Utabhita Karna Putai Pivantya Chavas Nutastanapaya Kavalasma Tashtur Govindam Atmani Drishashu Kada Sprashayantyaha. Here is an appreciation by the gopis of the inertia of the cows in Vrindavan. The gopis saw that the cows were hearing the sweet songs vibrated by Krishna's flute and were appearing to be drinking the nectar of these transcendental sounds. The calves were stunned and they forgot to drink the milk from their mother's milk bags. Their eyes seemed to be embracing Krishna and there were tears in their eyes. This is an instance of inertia resulting from hearing the transcendental vibrations of Krishna's flute. Once, Queen Lakshmana became disturbed upon hearing words against Krishna. Lakshmana remained inert and did not move her eyelids. This is another example of inertia caused by hearing. And in the 10th canto, 71st chapter, verse 39 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Govindam Griham Aniya Deva Devesham Adrita Pujayang Navidat Krityang Pramodo Pahato Nripa. There is an account of King Yudhisthira's bewilderment after his bringing Krishna into his home with the greatest respect. King Yudhisthira was very much bewildered because of his transcendental pleasure at having Krishna present in his house. In fact, while receiving Krishna, King Yudhisthira forgot himself. This is an instance of inertia resulting from the ecstasy of seeing Krishna. And there is another instance in the 10th canto, 39th chapter, verse 36 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yavad alakshate ketur, yavad renu ratasyacha, anu prashtapitatmano, lekyani vopalakshata. When Krishna was going to Mathura, all of the gopis were standing behind Krishna, and upon seeing the chariot leaving, they stood there stunned and they did not move. They remained like that until the flag of the chariot and the dust thrown up by the chariot's wheels became invisible. Once, Krishna was addressed by his friend, O my dear Mukunda, due to their being separated from you, the cowherder boys are standing just like neglected deities in the house of a professional brahmana. There is a class of professional brahmanas who take to deity worship as a means of earning their livelihood. Brahmanas in this class are not very interested in the deity. They are interested mainly in the money that they can earn as so-called holy men. And so the deities worshipped by such professional brahmanas are not properly decorated. The dress of the deity is not changed, and the bodies of the deities are not clean. The deities look dirty, and they are not very attractive. Actually, deity worship should be done very carefully. The dress should be changed daily, and as far as possible, there should be ornaments. Everything should be so clean that the deity is attractive to all visitors. So here, the example is given of the deities in the house of a professional brahmana because such deities are not at all attractive. The friends of Krishna, in the absence of Krishna, were appearing like such neglected deities. Bashfulness. When Radharani was first introduced to Krishna, Radha felt very bashful, and one of Radha's friends addressed her in this way, O my dear friend, you have already sold yourself and all your beauty to Govinda. Now you should not be bashful. Please look upon Krishna cheerfully. One who has sold an elephant to another person should not make a miserly quarrel about selling the trident which controls the elephant. This kind of bashfulness is due to a new introduction in ecstatic love with Krishna. Once, the heavenly king Indra, upon being defeated in his fight with Krishna for possession of the Parijata flower, became very bashful because of his defeat. Indra was standing before Krishna, bowing down his head, when Krishna said, "All right, Indra, you can take this Parijata flower. Otherwise, you will not be able to show your face before your wife, Shachi Devi." So Indra's bashfulness was due to defeat. In another instance, Krishna began to praise Uddhava for his various high qualifications. And upon being praised by Krishna, Uddhava also bowed down his head bashfully. In the Harivamsa, Satyabhama, feeling slighted by Rukmini's high position, once said, "Oh my dear Krishna, the Raivataka mountain is always full of spring flowers. But when I have become persona non grata to you, what is the use of my observing them?" This is an instance of bashfulness resulting from being defeated. Thus ends Chapter 30, Part 1 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Further Features of Ecstatic Love for Krishna. Recorded March 23, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the ISKCON founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.